Hello everyone, welcome to another interesting Zorian podcast where we are going to be discussing a trending topic in banking and technology today. I'm Maitri Nagpal.
And I'm Shalaka Latkar.
We basically work as a part of the governance risk and control team, which we call typically as GRC team. What does this team do is it conducts project assessment, risk reviews and audits in addition to providing quality gates for the project. So what are the roles and responsibilities of this team? We define org level procedures and policies. We provide guidance to the projects so that they're able to meet the customer expectations.
In fact, Maitre, to add to your point, we have acted as a first line of defense also for managing end-to-end regulatory audit for some of our banking customers.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Shalaka, for bringing that point up. With this introduction of ours, I think we can start it with today's topic. So if we look at the history of financial markets, one will recognize that there's a rising number of fraudulent transactions that is partaking across the globe. And if I have to quote stats, it's going to be about $32.4 billion alone is the value of fraudulent payment card transactions worldwide that has occurred in the year 2021. So what does this huge figure highlight? It highlights the need for the financial institutions and services to ensure that the money which is circulating in the market is legitimate, right? And while adhering to the rules and regulations that have been laid down by the financial consortiums.
Regulatory technology is a solution for such scenarios. And there are multiple fintech companies currently offering solutions and products in the RegTech space. Regulatory technology, popularly known as RegTech, is a trending topic in global financial and compliance community. These days, it can be considered as a subdivision of fintech. So this RegTech focuses on technologies to facilitate the delivery of regulatory solutions very efficiently and effectively than existing capabilities. Over a period of 5 years, RegTech has established a solid foundation within fintech ecosystem, assisting companies, banks, institutions in meeting regulatory standards.
So what are the core problem areas that RegTech solves?
There are many core areas, Maitre. I would like to call a few. First being frequent additions to financial regulations by various governments. Then existing regulations are also being modified these days very frequently. Then there is a high overhead cost on production and deployment of solutions which comply with regulations. Then we all know about penalties. There is a high levation of penalty on non-compliance with the regulations. Plus there are constraints while working on legacy systems, such as insufficient automation, less digitization to meet the pace of regulatory changes. And last but not the least, non-standardized approach, incompatible systems, insufficient integration of systems. So these are some of the areas in which RegTech provides solutions to. So if you see, RegTech products or tools are used mainly for regulatory monitoring, reporting, and compliance. And Maitri, do you know this RegTech? It is not only limited to banking domain. So in fact, it's a myth that it is only applicable for financial sector. Actually, there is a scope of leveraging RegTech to other industries as well.
Yep, right. You're absolutely right. Though most of the times we say the main application of RegTech is in financial sector, but we can expand it to any regulated business. And if I have to call out a few regulated business, like petroleum and coal product manufacturing, electric power generation, oil gas extraction, pharmaceutical, medicine manufacturing, you name an industry and nowadays RegTech is being used there. To add to this, based on the type of industries and regulations, the compliance laws also vary. So we all know, we've heard of Dodd-Frank, right, which became very popular in 2012. That is applicable to the finance domain, whereas HIPAA is another compliance regulation which is applicable to healthcare. This brings me to an interesting part that we would all like to know: what are the widely used compliance and regulatory laws? And while we're discussing about RegTech, I'm going to call out three notable examples that come to my mind as we speak about these laws. And they are HIPAA, GDPR, and PCI-DSS. Shalakha, you want to talk about what GDPR is?
Sure. So GDPR, General Data Protection Regulation. It is the toughest privacy and security law in the world at present. It imposes obligations onto any organization anywhere as long as they target or collect the information or data related to people of European Union. Those violating GDPR privacy and security standards have to bear the consequences, including harsh fines. If you see key requirements of GDPR, they are all about consent, data minimization, and individual rights. In fact, for our European client at Zorient, we have been acting as a technology partner to help them be GDPR compliant.
Right. Next one that brings to the line is PCI-DSS, the Payment Card Industry Data Security Standard. That is the full form of PCI-DSS. It is a set of requirements, I would like to call out, which are intended to ensure that all the companies that process, store, or transmit credit card information should maintain a secure environment. That means that all our leading global payment and technology companies, they all need to be PCI-DSS compliant.
Absolutely.
Okay, moving ahead to the next one in the pipeline is HIPAA. And this term sounds very familiar, I believe. Anybody who has worked with the healthcare would know what HIPAA stands for. Healthcare Insurance Portability and Accountability Act. HIPAA compliance is the process by which the covered entities need to protect and secure a patient's healthcare data and information.
Last in the series is SOCS. SOCS is Sarbanes-Oxley Act, another very widely used compliance law across the organizations globally. A SOCS compliance audit is mandated yearly assessment of how well your organization is managing its internal controls. And the SOCS results are made available to shareholders and stakeholders. The functioning of various departments within organization is audited in the SOCS. So there are 5 interrelated components of an internal control framework, which are control environment, risk assessment, control activities, like our day-to-day operations, information and communication, and the last one is monitoring.
Zorient also is SOX compliant, if I may add, Shalakha. Zorient undergoes SOX audit on a yearly basis.
Yes.
Yeah. In fact, in our SOX audit, our team acted as the first line of defense, ensuring all the Zorient projects are adhering to the established and predefined standards.
Agreed. So with all these laws and examples we quoted above, we can happily conclude that regulatory act or compliance is applicable to all the industries. It is not limited to banking sector only. And Maitri, it would be great for our audience to understand what is the impact if we do not comply with these regulations. Can you throw more light on this?
Sure. You know, with these regulations, compliances, if the companies falter, there are severe repercussions too. Companies cannot do business in certain areas if they falter, because there are country-specific regulations, as we all know. I'm sure we are well aware of the fines that get imposed on well-known MNCs. And we have seen that in the past. They have to pay hefty fine to the regulators if there is a non-compliance.
Right. And even goodwill. So price is the monetary loss that company have to pay. But it takes years to build a customer relationship and the brand reputation. Yeah. And it gets tarnished in a few minutes. So it's really important to understand and ensure that we as an individual and as a company adhere to the established rules and regulations. Maitri, it would be also great if you can explain the main reasons behind these consequences.
I think there are various activities, reasons, I think we can call them as, which will result into penalties. If I have to name them, they can be fraudulent transactions which occur inside, outside organizations. Then we have weak internal controls. We all know about inadequate risk management that happens within projects and organizations. Audit findings is also one key factor. if we do not track the audit findings to closure, then there is a major risk, or that is one of the reasons which eventually results into fines. Then we have the loss or leakage, as we call it, of customer data. And then there are many more, right, if you have to call. These are the reasons that typically have given rise to RegTech. You can correlate these reasons with the capabilities of RegTech. At Zoryent, we have a gamut of RegTech capabilities: reporting and data analytics, vendor enterprise risk, IT risk management, compliance, SOX, AML, KYC, which is very popular nowadays, reconciliation and controls, IT operations, business continuity and resiliency that came into picture with our COVID times, regulatory inventory policies, procedures, cyber enterprise, information security. These are a few that I can think of right now. So these are the areas where RegTech capabilities can be associated with. In fact, that brings me to the point, Shalaka, do you recollect the amount of challenges we faced when we were implementing these RegTech solutions?
Oh, yes, definitely, Mitri. So the first and foremost challenge being lack of awareness when it comes to regulatory standards, procedures, and policies. And just to quote the stats, you know, around 60% of the startups failed because of lack of awareness, and hence they couldn't abide by regulations. And while working on another fintech client, the another challenge that we have faced is less digitization. So you remember tons of documentation we had to be reviewed manually. And I just remember one instance where around 2000 plus documents that we have reviewed manually, ensuring that they comply with standards, and the observations in that documents are also tracked to closure, which eventually leads to regulatory reporting streamlining. So these are some of the challenges I could recollect based on our past experience by working in this space.
Yes, absolutely right. That was surely a nightmare, you know, reviewing 2,200 documents in a matter of 2 or 3 days. So where does this lead to? This is where the next gen technologies come to our aid. Technology, we call it our friend, and this is where they help us solve or overcome challenges or address business problems. With this emerging technologies, we have things like advanced analytics, RPA, cognitive computing, and cloud. These all enable the creation of differentiated regulatory technology solutions that help us in addressing the problems which are related to compliance, regulatory, and risk management.
Yeah. So I'll just speak about a few key ones here. So first being blockchain. So it is a distributed digital ledger of all transactions or information shared across peer-to-peer network verified by all. And how does it help you? Whether it is used for payments, over-the-counter, derivatives, or KYC, or even anti-money laundering checks, it has the potential to reduce settlement risk, counterparty risk, financial crime risk, and many more. The second technology that is very much in focus these days is digital labor. So it is robotic process automation systems and natural language processing systems, which enable the automation of activities like risk monitoring, reporting, data reconciliation, and processing the unstructured information, unstructured data.
Yep. To add to your list, the next one in the line would be cognitive machine, or AI, we call it as artificial intelligence. What is typically in this space? These are deep learning algorithms that will help you automate the process of extracting insights from structured or unstructured data. They can reduce the burden of building and maintaining model, and they are also cost effective, I would like to say. And then the major one that comes to our aid is big data. Nowadays, in fact, with the COVID times, this has taken a rise. Social media and IoT, as we call it, these two things have led to an explosion of data, which are highly relevant for risk and compliance functions. So what is the need? We need to be establishing a framework of data sources, distributed computing, and big data analytical tools. All these things will help you in harnessing the power of big data.
Absolutely, Maitri. And I'll just speak about one last, which is very hot in the market currently, which is cloud computing. So with regulators warming up to cloud computing nowadays, it enables banks to set up utilities that will deliver complex risk and compliance activities on a managed service model. For example, stress testing, reporting. This is something that cloud service will help you with. You know, based on all these technologies and all the pointers that we just spoke, you think this future of RegTech is very bright and promising?
I don't doubt that at all. I think this is typically the space where we as an organization and most other fintech companies should be focusing on. Increasing RegTech demands need to be addressed, and efforts to reduce the cost in an increasingly regulated technology has driven organizations to look for new and innovative alternatives, and will continue doing so. RegTech is a very interesting and exciting area that we all must be exploring. To conclude, I think we hope you received some thought-provoking information on this topic. Stay tuned for the next episode of Zorian Podcast. Till then, stay safe and stay healthy. Thank you.